This morning's report on hiring finds the job market is cooling, but just by a little. I'm David Brancaccio. The government reported today that fewer people were added to payrolls in March compared to a month earlier. 236,000 is the number. Yet, the unemployment rate fell again, 3.5% now. Is this the cooling that inflation fighters are looking for? Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
All right. So cooling some, is this going to satisfy our central bankers who are determined to whip inflation as soon as they can?
I don't think it's quite enough to get there, partly because the unemployment rate is so stubbornly low, fell back to 3.5%. They're determined to push it up to 4.5% by the end of the year, and they've only got 9 months left to do that. But on top of that, we're still seeing this just astronomical job growth in areas like healthcare and leisure and hospitality. And those are places where we're also seeing some pretty significant wage pressure still that comes through, for example, when you weight wage growth by industry.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist, FHN Financial. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Stock market is closed for Good Friday. The bond market is open for a partial day. The benchmark 10-year interest rate is up 3.37%. One group we're unlikely to hear much about in the coverage of the hiring data in other venues, Native American workers. The Labor Department does collect data using the categories of American Indians and Alaska Natives, but says its sample size is too small to include in the headline summaries that have just come out on deadline. The Brookings Institution has a new report that finds it's not just small numbers, but underrepresentation at work here. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Trying to capture meaningful data about Native people through, say, the race question on the U.S. Census is complicated, says Kimberly Heiser, a professor at the University of British Columbia.
The big issue is that we're not a racial category. We're actually a political one.
Heiser says Native people are citizens of tribal nations, and in that way, Native identity is political, not racial. And yet, the government treats Native identity as a racial category. Heiser co-authored the report finding that when Native people are asked to racially classify themselves on government surveys, the vast majority check multiple boxes. Her co-author, Rob Maxim, with the Brookings Institution, says those responses end up in the catch-all two or more races, rather than the American Indian Alaska Native category.
When you cut the data in a way that excludes maybe 70%+, you have a really artificially small sample.
He says that's how Native workers get excluded from, for instance, the monthly jobs report, and how other federal data sets get wildly skewed. One solution, Maxim says, is for the government to include mixed-race Native people in its American Indian category.
Or even better, they could be providing funding and resources for tribes to be surveying their own citizens.
To give us a more accurate picture of everything from employment and educational attainment to life expectancy in Indian country, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The cryptocurrency roller coaster continues. The price of Bitcoin is up almost 70% since the start of this year, but that's after the great crash. There's also the collapse of the crypto exchange FTX and the bankruptcy filings of cryptocurrency firms like Voyager Digital, Celsius Network, and BlockFi. Yet states, especially Wyoming, continue courting more crypto business on the bet that this industry will keep moving mainstream. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports.
Caitlin Long got into crypto in the 2010s, but really saw its potential after she tried to donate to her alma mater, the University of Wyoming, with Bitcoin.
And they said, what? And I said, okay, let me tell you what it is, and let's see if we can figure out how to make this work.
Now, Long is CEO of Custodia Bank, headquartered in Cheyenne. It's trying to get membership at the Federal Reserve to handle digital assets. In the past few years, Long has been instrumental in making Wyoming one of the most crypto-friendly states in the country. However, she does understand why some people have reservations, especially in light of the recent high-profile collapses of several crypto companies.
It's a constant drumbeat that I've had for 5 years publicly trying to warn people these businesses are going to fail. But it's beyond just highly leveraged business models. There were outright criminals in this industry.
But she says crypto has helped her state diversify its economy beyond the energy industry. Wyoming lawmakers have passed laws trying to attract new crypto businesses and authorized the state to issue its own special cryptocurrency called a stablecoin. On the federal level, Wyoming's junior senator Cynthia Lummis has been called the crypto queen because she's so bullish on the technology. She wants the federal government to regulate crypto like other assets in finance and points to Wyoming as an example.
I do believe that Wyoming has a legislative framework that, had it been used by FTX and other companies, would have prevented some of the fraud that we saw.
But some folks are questioning whether lawmakers should be focusing on this at any level. Chris Odenay is a law professor at the University of Iowa and says most digital assets aren't tied to anything tangible, like commercial goods or supply chains.
So then I think you have to ask, what really is this for?
One question is whether crypto should be a part of banking. Wyoming is the first state to grant banks the ability to house digital currencies alongside other currencies like the dollar under one roof. Odenay says this could be a grave mistake.
If the 2008 financial crisis taught us anything, it's that keeping banking simple is really a pillar of avoiding financial harm and the contagion that can follow.
Earlier this year, the Federal Reserve Board denied the application of Long's Custodia Bank. It said the firm's focus on crypto presented too many safety risks. Custodia has filed a lawsuit to challenge how the Fed handled that application. In Laramie, Wyoming, I'm Will Walkie for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.